CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest in promoting, in the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Is there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight, we will begin with our pre-net check-ins. We've got a few of them. We don't have too many. Tonight is K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail down in Prosperity. Then we've got Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, down in Simpsonville. Then we've got Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, down in Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Pat, K4OSH, in Malden. Then we've got Mr. Bill, KC4W, down in Anderson. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Scott, KX4YM, and he's down there in Greenville. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. So we're going to jump over here to our EchoLink. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. Oh, this is Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. The problem with a lesser number of pre-nets might be the fact that it's not, it may not be working properly. I could not log in that way. Over.
This is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH, down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And Gus, yeah, I had trouble getting it to come up when I was trying to do my pre-net refreshes. I had to work at it a little bit. So hopefully we'll get it, all the bugs worked out of it here before long, and everybody can start using that again. But just have to be patient with everything that's happened in the last week. There's no telling what kind of glitches we're going to run across. But Gus, good to hear you, and I hope you and the missus are enjoying your time down there in Florida. We're going to move on up to the RF section. And tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha Through Delta. Alpha Through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative.
Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, that's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you there, and everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo, Dude in Easley, negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and they make the home down in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they bring the home, bring along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and she's down there in Wareshoals. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, KC4PLT, and he is down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Richard, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dude, N4AZE, and he's down there in Easley. And Dude, just so you know, you do have a hum on your radio tonight, so I would recommend checking your connections on your power supply. But you were perfectly readable, so but do check on that just to let you know. And with that, we're going to try again. Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HK. Without pause, we're going to move on up to Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC. Warren, we're in Taylor's, negative and negative tonight. 4HKX. St. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. That will be negative negative tonight, Patrick. Thanks.
4HKX. This is W4 Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet. Gene in Taylor's, negative and negative. Over.
4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Warren in 4HHC, and he's down there in Taylor's. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. He's over there in Candler from me. And Harry, good to hear you tonight. You and Warren both, thank you for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, and he's down there in Taylor's. Gene, good to hear you also. Thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me tonight. With that, we will try one more time. Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HK. With that pause, we're going to move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. No Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative. I'm saying 73s for each one of you.
KX. Good evening, Patrick. This is Kevin and Edwa, KW4KWS. We'll listen in.
4HKX. KX, please check in. Kilo 4, Kilo Bravo Golf, K4KBG. Kevin, Simpsonville, negative. Good evening, all.
For HKX. Patrick, I've been hearing a lot from you this week. I certainly appreciated everything all these folks have done, and most especially the organizers. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
HKX, KI4LZI, and Table Rock, no traffic, no roundtable, but I'll be monitoring through the net, but when you and, I can't remember the other one that was helping you that was doing this, y'all done a real, real good job. That's learning experience.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome this group in here. First on the list is Mr. James, KK4JFO, and he's over there in Tuxedo for me. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Kevin, K4KBG, down there in Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They made their home down there in Greer. And Larry, thank you. I can't remember everybody's call sign right now that helped me, but there was quite a few of them helped me in the background. You might not have heard them on the air, but they were there. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, and he's down there at Table Rock. And same thing, Andy. I appreciate the kind words, but I had lots of help, and do appreciate each and every one of them. And there again, couldn't have done it without everybody on the other end of this radio either. So it took a group effort and a community effort, and hopefully we showed a lot of people what we were capable of. Good, that we'll try Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. KX. Please check in. Kilo India 4. Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI-4. KCX. My name is Jerry. I still made my home in Gray Court. Just check me in and out tonight, Patrick. Thank you very much. And if you got time, I got something to tell you. Just check me in and out.
KX. Check in November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Mobile, and Campobello, negative and negative.
Cool. Check in Joe, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, and Greer, in and out this evening. Over.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Echo Link, I see you over there. I'll get you in just a second as soon as I get these fine people recognized. We'd like to welcome Jerry, KI-4KCX, down there in Gray Court. And Jerry, you're sounding good coming in from Gray Court this evening. Do appreciate you joining us. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, N4JBM, and he's mobile down there in Campobello. And there's one of the fine gentlemen that helped me quite a bit over the last 2 weeks. He was willing to go out and put wheels under this radio and go out as we needed him. So I do appreciate Jerry. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Joe, KK4JD, and he is down there in Greer. And Joe, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by. With that, we're going to pause right here, and we're going to get our Echo Link stations so we don't keep them holding. Echo Link stations only, Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick. Patrick, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Patrick, all on the net. Negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, and he is down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and Miss Jennifer fared well through the storm, and thank you for joining us tonight. With that, we're going to move on up to, and was it Joe that said he had something he wanted to tell me? If you do, we'll pause right here and get that right quick. That was me, KI-4KCX. Jerry, I just want to say, I hadn't got to tell you, but I just want to say thank you to you for helping us out when we didn't have power to make the calls and all that you did for me and my family, getting in touch with people, getting us some water and some food and everything while we was here with no power. You made the right calls, and you got some gas for our vehicle so we could get out. And I very much appreciate that. You don't know how much I appreciate that. And that just shows you how much a lot of people say, well, ham radio's dead, ham radio don't do this and don't do that no more. But that just shows you how much ham radio is still up and going and can help people and everything. And it helped me, and I've listened over. It's helped more people than they know and everything, and not just, it ain't just helping just hams. It's helped more than hams. It's helped people that didn't even know nothing about ham radio, but it's helped them, and I think it's helped a lot of people, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate what you've done for ham radio, and I appreciate your help, that you helped me and my family. I appreciate it. KI-4KCX, back to net. I have to say thank you for the kind words. It was my pleasure. And there again, I couldn't do it without everybody else on the other end of this radio that is willing to go out and to help one another. It was a blessing to be a part of it. And it was, I think, a great eye-opener for a lot of people because I went up to the church, and I was sitting at the church, and I had people coming through, just sitting, and
they seen what we could do in time of need, and it sparked a lot of interest, let's put it that way. So I'll leave it at that, and so we can get on with Annette. But, Jerry, I'm glad you and your family got the help you needed, and that's great to hear that we were able to provide that assistance for you. With that, we will move on up to Mike DuPapa. Mike DuPapa, please call KO4HKX. Kingdom. And David, good to hear you tonight. I hope you and Miss Marie have had a wonderful weekend. And with that, we will try again. Mike DuPapa, Mike DuPapa, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Can Kilo November 4, November Quebec Tango. That's KN4NQT West down here in Powdersville. And I'll be negative and negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Wes, KN4NQT, and he is down there in Piedmont. And Wes, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping in here and checking in with us. I do appreciate that. And with that, we're going to move on up to Quebec 2 Tango. Quebec 2 Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Patrick, and all on the net, and I'll be negative, sir.
KO4HKX. Hey there, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
4HKX. In Kilo, India 4, Tango Hotel Victor, KI4THV, Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative and negative.
4HKX. Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Mike, K4RM, Fred. Also, my bride, Mary, N4MRY, November 4, Mike, Romeo, Yankee. We're at home in Piedmont tonight. Patrick, good evening to you and everyone on the net. No traffic, no table.
This is KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, and he is down there in Greer. And Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice have had a wonderful weekend. I know she's probably been baking all weekend, so you've been sampling food all weekend long. But good to hear you on here tonight. Do appreciate you coming by. And then we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. Chris, good to hear you. And Chris, thank you for everything you've done over the last couple weeks, coming up and dropping off a few supplies and meeting me and dropping off a whole lot more supplies. I do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. I believe it was Dan, right? KI4THV, down in Traveler's Rest.
Alpha, November, November, Yankee.
I'll have to go in and edit that because it's got your legal name on there, but I'll go in and edit it here in a few minutes. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, K4RM, and he brings along Miss Mary, K4MRY, and they're down there in Piedmont. And Fred, good to hear you tonight, and I hope y'all had a good weekend up at the Nancy Mountain House. Got everything kind of squared away up there. I'm glad you got power back up there for sure. And with that, we will try again. Quebec 2 Tango, Quebec 2 Tango, please call KO4HKX.
I hear Mary's call is November 4, Mike Romeo Yankee. You said K4. Might have written it down correctly, but just said it wrong. But anyway, just correct it to N4MRY. Thanks.
Sitting down, right, I just read it wrong. It's N4MRY. Sorry about that, Fred. Please apologize to Miss Mary for me. And thanks for the correction. Try again, Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX, the Blues 2-meter net. We'll move on up to the patient group tonight, and that's a Uniform 2 Zulu. Uniform 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Please check in KJ4YEV, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Echo Victor, the Zather, Estonia, North Carolina. Good evening. Check me in and out, please.
4HKX and Blues 2-meter net. I believe we had some doubling going on there, so if you don't hear your call, please come back to me. I'd love to get you checked in tonight. We'd like to welcome Mr. Al, KJ4YEV, down there in Gastonia. And Al, thank you for stopping by here tonight. I do appreciate that. And with that, we're going to pause right here and see if the other station can get checked in with us.
KO4ZEW, Ben. I did pre-net check in, but I wanted to check and make sure my RS is working. I've got my base station finally, hopefully, set back up. So I will assume if you can hear me that you will respond appropriately.
And you're full gliding into the repeater, so you're doing a good job.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling me that, and we'll put you on down the log.
All right, with that, we're going to try again Uniform 2 Zulu. Uniform 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Right, well, I guess with that, we've got everybody in the first pass there, so we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Net control, this is Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta. This is Marsh over here on Callahan Mountain. We'll be negative and negative. Thank you, sir, for doing the net.
Hang on, Marsh. Can you give me your call sign one more time, please, sir?
Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Marsh, K2LXD, and he's down there in Callahan Mountain. Good to hear you tonight. And, Marsh, were you the one to come in and we met face-to-face? The one that lives in Cedar Mountain, they come down to the church and we met face-to-face.
I can honestly say that wasn't me. No, we're up here from St. Petersburg, and we spent part of our time down there and then part of our time up here. So we got real lucky during the hurricane, and neither place got damaged. But no, we're down here on Callahan Mountain, and I would not mind meeting you face-to-face, but we didn't.
Like I said, I had so many people come through and so many call signs over the last couple of weeks. I just remembered I met one out of Cedar Mountain and was trying to put a voice and a call sign to it again. But I appreciate you coming back to me and checking in with me. But we're going to pause right here. We've got an Echo Link station. So Echo Link stations only, Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Be out of turn, but please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on that.
K4XB, and he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD, to make their home down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, you're not out of order. We're in the big group, so you're perfectly fine. Don't worry about it. And thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. And with that, we're going to try again Alpha 2 Zulu. Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KX. Texas is KW4KWS, Kevin and Edwell. Not sure if you got me earlier. Hello? We're listening.
It's KX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Elise, and all on the net.
KOX. I think it's WW4JET. That's Whiskey 4. Juliet Echo Tango. Matthew here, Northern Pickens. Good evening. No traffic tonight. Hope you're doing well. And thanks for calling the net.
4, Echo, Delta, Whiskey, Ed and Brevard, one comment, over.
With pause here, because if I missed Mr. Kevin, I don't want to. I want to back up and recognize him. We'd like to welcome KW4, KWS, and he is over there at Etowah. Kevin, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by. And if I missed you, I apologize for that mistake. I just overlooked it. I'm sorry. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet, KI4DOS. And then he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. They made their home down there in Easley. And Gary, please tell Joy Elise and I said hello. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET, down there in Pickens. And Matthew's another one of those that was helping me behind the scenes with a lot of stuff. So thank you, Matthew, with everything you helped me with. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, N4EDW, and he's over there in Brevard. And Ed helped me quite a bit with the things, too, when I needed information. And go ahead with your comment, Ed.
For Echo Delta Whiskey. Friday we went down to Hickory on I-40. I-40 is open all the way from Asheville to Hickory. Don't know beyond that. 26 is open all the way from Asheville to the airport and 280. Do not know if it's open all the way to Hendersonville, but believe it is. 280 is open all the way from the airport to Brevard. No delays on any of those roads. Traffic was moving very smoothly. Over.
Appreciate you bringing those updates in here on the roads. Yeah, they're starting to get things open back up and on the big highways anyway. So some of these other ones and these bridges around are going to be, they're going to be a little iffy for a while, and we're going to have to work around them. But we'll deal with it. But I appreciate you bringing that announcement in here. With that, we'll try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HKX. Check in Kilo India 4 Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. Be negative and negative. Thanks for running the net tonight. 73's off, KI4GOD.
HKX. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW. I'm not out of turn tonight. The night I checked in, I could have swore you said Alpha through Zulu, but you were really working an Alpha through Delta, and I had just walked in the door and thought my clock could be wrong. That's Richard Gray, no round table, no traffic.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, W4DJW, and he makes it home down there in Greer. And Dave, it was really good to hear you calling the net last night. Was good to hear you back on the radio. And thank you for everything you've done to help out with in the background over the last couple of weeks also, you and Johnny. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KI4GOD, and he's down there in Simpsonville. John, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4ROW, down in Greenville. And Richard, if I said Alpha through Zulu to start with, that is my fault. I apologize. It's been a long day for me, so I do apologize for that. But good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by. But we are in Alpha through Zulu now. So, I do appreciate that. So, we'll try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. This is KC4SKD, Larry. And also KG4AHS,
tonight. And I got a couple by telephone relay. If he, I haven't been listening through the whole net, so he may have checked in. But November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. That's my brother Randall. He lives in Asheville. And my youngest brother, Charlie, his call is Kilo Foxtrot 4 Golf Golf Foxtrot. And he is in Goose Creek. So I hope everybody's having a good evening, and thank you for calling in it. KC4SKD.
This is KO4HKX and Blues 2 Meter Net. All right, Larry, let me make sure I got all these right. We'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KC4SKD, and that is one of our Friday night net controllers. And he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS, and they make their home down there in Easley. And Larry, thank you for being there during the storm with information. Also, do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Randall, N9TEC, and he is in Asheville. Is that correct?
Yep. Actually, a little bit above Asheville, but we call it Asheville anyway. A little area called Woodfin, KC4SKD.
Familiar with Woodfin. No general location there. But the reason I ask is it's still got the previous owner of that call sign, the name in there under it. So I'm going to have to go in and fix that. That's why I ask. Then we'd like to welcome your other brother, Charles, KF4. GGF, and he is down in Easley, correct?
East Creek, South Carolina. Yeah, he was hoping to get on EchoLink, but EchoLink was down, but now that it's back up, he may be able to check himself in EchoLink. I'll let him know that it's back up and running again. Yeah, he's in Goose Creek, KC4SKD.
We'll update those two in my system, and then we'll see what we can do about that next time. But that's why I wanted to double-check them. And thank you for being there tonight. I do appreciate that. With that, we'll try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Can you please check in and out? Kilo Mike 4, Echo Foxtrot.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Miss Shannon, KM4EFT, and down there in Oro. And she's one of my rock stars from the last couple of weeks. She went out and done some health and welfare checks for us, and I do appreciate her. And she did bring a lot of useful information in to help a lot of people. So, Miss Shannon, thank you very much for that. I do appreciate it, and so does everyone else. And good to hear you on here tonight, and thank you for stopping by. And with that, we've got an EchoLink station up, so we're going to pause right here and check in our EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Please check in and out. Kilo Mike 4 Alpha Andy Tango, KM4AIT. This is Vince up in Bowling Springs, South Carolina. Just want to thank y'all for calling net, and thank everyone during the storm that helped out all the Hound Nation and everything, and North and South Carolina, Georgia, different places. And I want to thank everybody again for the first responders, the police and all. Thanks so much for what you've done, and there's still a lot more cleanup to do, but thanks a lot for calling net.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Vince, KM4AIT, down there in Bowling Springs. And Vince, thank you for stopping by tonight. I do appreciate it. And it was our pleasure to help out where we could. Done it. So it was my pleasure, and everyone else too, I'm sure. With that, we'll try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. KO4HKX, please check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWF. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, Mr. Colin, W4CWF over there at Mill Springs. And Colin, how'd those antennas fare during the storm?
Great. We had a few smaller limbs come out of the trees around us. and a couple of them hit the roof of the house, but not the antennas. But then last Saturday, a Chinook hovered over the house, ended up landing in a field across the road from me, and took down my fence, blew some siding off the house, and blew a bunch more limbs out.
Hear that. I'm glad your antennas didn't take any damage, but I hate to Chinook boost the siding off the house and some other limbs into it. Hopefully they'll come help take care of that for you. But hate to hear that.
They're just doing what they do. It's not really a big deal. I'll get it straightened out soon enough. W4CWF.
Going, and yeah, they're doing what they do, and they're trying to help a lot of people. So if that's the worst case out of it, so be it. We'll take care of it, right?
I took a big old army tent up to Avery County Airport for the medic team up there to use, help get it set up, and we'll deliver an antenna up there for them to use tomorrow. So been pretty busy here and at work and doing stuff like that, so, but it's been good, and it helps some people, so I don't mind doing it. KO4HKX in the net, this is W4CWF.
Well, thank you for your efforts and everything that you've done. I'm sure that everyone that is on the receiving end of that is greatly appreciative of it, and thank you for that, sir. With that, we'll try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And I don't have anybody down for RAG 2s tonight, so have I missed anyone for RAG 2 or check-in, please call KO4HKX.
K4 DOS.
Go ahead, comment.
Variation in that, K4 DOS. Well, Patrick, I really do appreciate all these folks that have come in and recognized the efforts of all the folks that have been out there working. But I do not want us to get complacent, and I put myself in that group as well, so, you know, I'm preaching to myself as well. Let's not get complacent. These folks that are going to be doing without for a while yet to come. It is starting to get a little cooler up there in the mountains, and some of these folks don't have heating oil or electric. Still don't have their power for electric heat and all that sort of thing. So, folks, let's just don't forget these folks that are up there that are still doing without and. I guess that's about all I got to say, Patrick. I'm afraid that we will get back in the routine of everything's okay and the roads are opening up and everything will be great, but it's going to be a long while yet.
It is, and it is starting to get cold because we're already down into the low 40s here at night. So you get north of me and they're getting into the 20s. So... it is definitely a time to remember our neighbors to the north and help them any way we can. And Gary got to come up, and I took him around up at the church and showed him some of what was going on. And Gary, you would not believe it, but I went up there today after church, and there was even more stuff in there. So the problem we're having now is getting it out. We have supplies, but getting it organized and getting it out, we've just had so much stuff come in, it has overrun our work crews, and trying to get things sorted, heaters here, clothes here, food here, you know, that kind of thing, and it's slowed them down a little bit because of the overwhelming amount of love for our fellow man, and it has been just... awe to see it.
It really was an amazing sight. All kinds of different folks from all different backgrounds out there doing the same menial labor. And it was not menial. I say that kind of sounded ugly. I didn't mean it that way, but you know, all this stuff is coming in, and somebody's got to catalog it, and then there's other folks that find out what the folks need, and then they get out there, and it's like having a personal shopper over there at Walmart or Publix or someplace. You let them know what you need, and these folks go around and find it, and then got other folks that do the transporting of the goods to the people that need it, that are in need. And there's still folks up there that you can't get to them by road because it's washed out or something, and the folks are using their ATVs and some of them using helicopters even, you know, if they've got one to get stuff up there. But it was absolutely amazing to me of the way everybody was working together. And not a cross word was said to anybody. You know, everybody's just out there just glad to help and to help get the stuff out to the folks who really need it.
Like I said, it has been inspiring to watch, to know that people still love their fellow man. Because it seems like we've got into a world nowadays where we have a constant contact, but it's through this little radio tracking collar. So we don't have that human-to-human contact anymore as much. So you'll see people out there of all ages, all descents, working side by side, laughing and carrying on, crying with one another, sharing their stories, running, doing everything they can to find what this person needs for their request, doing everything they can. I've seen people running from the top parking lot down to the warehouse and back trying to get stuff just to meet a need for certain people, you know, certain kind of baby formula, for instance. And it is just, it's something to be a part of.
Completely, and it was nice for you to take me up there and introduce me to some of the folks, some of the workers up there. Didn't get to meet nearly enough of them, but really had a good time, and thank you for that. And I'll turn it back over to you, Patrick. I didn't mean to get on here on the soapbox, but I just don't want us folks that are more fortunate than those in the higher elevations. You know, we've got our power back and have had it for a good while now. And, you know, we've getting the internet structure back up and that sort of thing. So all of that's is a plus. But these folks that are still way out there in the country, they still don't have that stuff. So let's not forget about them and continue to take care of them. And, you know, my hat's off to those folks down there in Florida as that hurricane and tornadoes and stuff that came through there and messed up a whole bunch of stuff. But, you know, up here in the hills, we don't expect that sort of stuff, like they do on the coast or down in Florida. You know, we don't expect a hurricane to come 400 miles inland. So, anyway, we made it through it. I'm thankful for that. And let's don't forget the folks that are still doing without. Turn it back over to you, Patrick. I've held it long enough. KO4HKX in the net. KI4DOS.
Comment.
Just a second comment. Gary, thank you for coming in here and saying all that and reminding us that we do need to remember our neighbors to the north of us. And appreciate that. Go ahead, comment.
W4CWF again. Just to add to that, I want to really commend the folks working up there at Avery County Airport. They're doing a heck of a job. They got planes coming in, dropping off pallets of things that are needed, choppers flying stuff out. They got a good group of medics up there working hard to get out to people that can't get out of where they live because of roads and bridges and stuff. It's a big operation. It's kind of become the hub for
Yancey Mitchell and Avery counties at this point, I think. But it's a pretty big operation, and they're working hard to get more stuff in and more space to hold stuff because they're running out of room for, like, winter items and stuff like that, stuff to stay warm, heaters and stuff like that. I'm going to let it drop a second. Yeah, they're working really hard, and to add to what Gary was saying, they're really pushing to keep volunteers coming in at least over the next 4 to 6 weeks because they're expecting they're going to need them at least that long. But some of the local churches are going to take over somewhat as far as distributing items and stuff like that, but they still need to keep that medic crew going and all that.
Roger that, Colin. I listened to some of that on the 145-190 machine, and they are still busy up there in Yancey County, Avery over in Mitchell there. And I know this morning when I was listening to it, they were still requesting, or Saturday morning when I was listening to it, sorry, they were still needing ham radio operators just to go out with the work crews. So any of you that are wanting to volunteer, that would definitely be a good place. And Colin, if you can, do you have a contact information for somebody up there on that site? Because we've got lots of supplies that we could probably get up there to them to help them out if they need anything.
I did have, but the number for the guy I had that was kind of running the show up there, who's also ham, he is leaving today, going back to his family because he's been up there this whole time and somebody else took over. So I don't have a contact number, but I can get one and I can announce that on the net maybe tomorrow night or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. W4CWS.
Hey, you could just pass in my contact information and I will relay that in for him.
Do that for sure. Let's see. If you go to reliefhelene.org, I think it is, they've got a list up on there of stuff that they're really needing, and it's categorized in the stuff that they need more or whatever, you know, stuff that's more urgent, in other words. So might check that out.
I will have to check that out. Like I said, Anchors, we've got a lot of stuff down here that we could possibly send that way. We just need a place to take it and contact information, and then we'll do our best to get it up there.
Get that contact information to them. They're good on, like, water and food and stuff. It's mostly just cool weather gear, heaters, propane, chainsaws and stuff for chainsaws, extra chains and bars and ball and all that kind of stuff, you know, is most of what they're looking for. Some medical items, but yeah, I'll be up there tomorrow afternoon or evening, so I'll give them your contact info.
We have bar oil, chainsaws, that kind of stuff that we can, and heaters. We've got quite a few heaters in today or yesterday. So definitely, and I will put him in touch with the pastor up there, and they can work it out from there.
Okay, that sounds great. They're also looking for people to operate chainsaws. There's still a lot of debris and stuff up there that needs to be cut out of the way on some of the roads and people's driveways and stuff like that. So anybody that's got ATVs or side-by-sides and chainsaws, they're needing it.
Well, Colin, I appreciate you coming in here and telling us that, and glad you've been doing your part on that side. I've passed a little bit of information over there on Mount Mitchell when we needed to, and so it was good to work with them because where I was at, I could hit both repeaters, and so it come in handy quite a few times.
Sure. They set up a couple of temporary crossband repeaters up there for people that are out in the field, you know, to communicate back and forth with the airport. So they got it going on up there. But I'm going to get off here. So KO4HKX in the net. This is W4CWF. I'll be clear.
thank you for everything you're doing, and thank you for bringing us that update on that and that information. I do appreciate it. With that, we'll try again real quick. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. KO4MWX.
KX. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Patrick, good to hear you tonight. Good to be back on the air. Hope you and Miss Elise are well. And Beverly and I are doing good. Thank you so much for calling in. Sorry I'm too late. Before I leave, no traffic, no comment.
Falls right here. And I'm going to recognize Sid, W4IOE, out of Fletcher. Sid, good to hear you tonight. Like I said, I had quite a few people come over here asking about you. Do appreciate you being there, and glad you're back on the air. And glad you got your power back on over there, and you and Miss Beverly are doing well. Yeah, it's good to hear. Then we'd like to welcome KO4MWX, but I need a name and location with that one, please, sir.
Corey, and I'm calling out of Greer.
We'd like to welcome Corey, KO4MWX, and he is down there in Greer. And Corey, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. Do appreciate that. With that, we'll try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. All right, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is KO4MWX. Wanted to mention a couple of things if you got a few more minutes.
HKX and Blue 2 meter yet? Yes, net. Yes, sir, you go right ahead.
So if you had heard anything about a website that I think maybe Colin was mentioning earlier, I'm trying to pull it up right here. It's projecthelene.org. I think that's what he was referring to, but he used a different, slightly different URL. Again, what I'm looking at is projecthelene.org, and they have lots of things listed here as far as what they need. I just want to make sure that's official, and if anybody can validate that, that's a good website to use.
Net control. It is a valid site, and that is right. I told that wrong. I was just looking at that. Just now I was going to make a call to clear that up.
Colin, I appreciate that.
So good night. W4CWF clear.
W4MWX clear.
Corey, did that take care of your question?
Did it. Patrick, remind me where you're located.
Located in Penrose, North Carolina, Transylvania County.
Pennsylvania County. Well, I appreciate everything you guys have been doing. I've helped out a little bit here and there as I have been able, and definitely what Gary was saying, we all need to remember that in the next several weeks and the months even, these folks are still going to need help up there, and so I think everybody will continue to do that, but let's just remind each other in the coming weeks.
Sir, trust me. That's what I intend to do with my Sunday night net, is to try to update people on what's going on, because I've been working with Anchor Baptist Mission right up here, and that's what their main focus is. So I will keep in touch with them and try to relay information in as it comes in. So at least weekly we'll have an update on things.
Patrick, appreciate everybody, what you guys are doing, and y'all have a blessed evening. KO4MWX, clear.
Thank you for doing your part on that end, too. I do appreciate it. Now, like I said, it's not me doing anything, because without everybody on the other end of this radio, it doesn't work. So it's a community effort. It's just been it put me in awe just to watch it over the last 2 weeks and be a part of it. So I thank each and every one of you that have participated, because I know I will not ever be able to mention all the call signs and names. So I know I'll miss somebody, because there are hundreds and hundreds of names to have to go through. So thank you, each and every one of you that have contributed. even if it was just passing the information on where somebody could get something they needed, you don't know how much that helped. Just like Jerry, just getting him some gas, some water, and food because he was trapped in his house, getting the rescue down or fire department to come check on him. You know, just simple things like that, but it means a lot to somebody.